Friends, we are continuing this year in the topic of chalitza, the nature of chalitza. Is it a patur? Is it a mitzvah? And we've been trying to prove that it's both a patur and a mitzvah. So according to this, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says in the Gemara that if a person does chalitza, almanas, to marry her, and the Gemara says that chalitza, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a chalitza psula, it would seem that min haTorah she's aser on the brothers and on him. After you do chalitza, the nisr of lo yibana, that's it. You know this chalitza is psula, and she's also aser l'shuk min haTorah. Why? Because midin mitzvahs chalitza almanas l'kon says effective, because as we proved, there's also a mitzvah of chalitza, just like according to Reish Lakish. Almanas lakonsa works because you have kavanas mitzvah. Also, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you have kavanas mitzvah, it's good enough. You did the mitzvah. But midin p'tur chalitza, it's not effective, since his kavana was to be kona her and not to be matir her. So therefore, she's going to be usher to the brothers because chalitza was done. She's also going to be usher l'shuk because it's not a p'tur yet. But there was a mitzvah. And therefore, she's also to him and the brothers. Look in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samach Tes, Sif Nun Aleph. Amar lo chalotz, uvekacha takon, so osh amar lo chalotz, la, shizo mitzvahi, ve'ena mafsedes alecha klum, v'im tir tse liyabim, achakach tse siyabim, ena chalitza la tira, kem shon eskabin la tira. If they said, do chalitza, and that's how you're going to marry her, they say, do chalitza, because that's the mitzvah, and you're not going to be lost, if you want afterwards, you could do yibum. Yeah, it's not a chalitza to be matir her, since he wasn't miskavin latira. Avol nifsala bekach melis yabe, but they can't do yibim afterwards. In other words, it's not a proper chalitza, but since. Why wasn't it a proper chalitza? Why wasn't it a proper chalitza? Ain't a chalitza, why not? Because he didn't have the right kavana. There's no p'tur. He didn't have kavana to be matir. However, she's p'sula l'siyavin. Again, why she's p'sula l'siyavin? Because, as we're explaining, there is a mitzvah of chalitza. And so it would appear, according to this, we can explain that by chalitza we need both of their kavanas. Like Rabbi Yochanan says. And if niskavna hi, v'lo niskaven hu, chalitza sa psula. If he had kavana, if she had kavana, he didn't have kavana, the chalitza is pasul. So it would appear that min haTorah, it is chalitza, and she's pasul to the brothers and to the cholites, and she's also the shukam kein min haTorah. V'chein niskaven hu, v'lo niskaven hi. If he had kavana, she didn't have kavana. Same thing. Usher to the shuk and usher to all the brothers and him. Because we have to understand what Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish and Yevamos Kuf Yud. Reish Lakish said, Chalitza Ksheira, Chalitza Mudeis, why? Because when they said to her, Chalot, V'bukacha Takon, so the Chalitza Ksheira. So Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second. I say that Bein is Kavin, who is Kavin, who is Kavin, who is Kavin, who? If one of them didn't have proper Kavana, the chalitza is pasul, until they both have kavana, and you're saying that the chalitza is ksheira? How can that be? You're making a mistake. You're making a mistake, Rabbi Yochanan and Sister Reish Lakish. They both have to have kavana, and you're telling me the chalitza is ksheira? If they tell him chalotz and uvakacha takonsa do chalitza, and that's how you're marrying her? But Lechora, what's the kashler of Yochanan is asking on Reish Lakish? We can say Reish Lakish is moda. You need kavanas shneim l'shem chalitzas mitzvah, and not just taking off his shoe. What? Just because he takes off her shoe when he has kavana, she takes off his shoe, and he thinks that when they do this chalitza, he's marrying her. He doesn't have kavana for chalitzas mitzvah. Why not? Maybe they do have kavana. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish doesn't argue with Rabbi Yochanan. Just because you have kavana for marriage doesn't mean that they don't have kavana for chalitzas mitzvah. The reason of Yochanan is because he doesn't have kavana to be mati her. He wants to marry her. And chalitzas a ptur, not sarazika. And that's what the Rashba writes, that's what Smuchach Nirushalmi. So he should have said better. He should have said, you need kavana lahatira. When he said, you need kavana, maybe even Reish Lakish agrees that you have kavana. You have kavana's mitzvah. So it's not shared all on Reish Lakish. Look in the Rambam, Perak Dalet, Halacha Ches. It's Arash Shediskavina Yavam Shtach Letzlo. V'yiskavinu Shiach Letzlo. V'yasu Maisim Elu Lishman. She has to have kavana to be choleitz him. He has to have kavana to be choleitz her. And they should do these ma'isim lishma. So it's mash from the Rambam that if they have stam kavana l'shem chalitzas mitzvah, it doesn't help. You need that he should have kavana lachlotzla, and he should be mechavin lachlotzla. So what's the reason? We also have to be ma'ayin in the Rambam, perek dalet, lachav dalet. Chalitza muteis psula keitzet gon shamru lo chalotzu bekachat akonsa. Avali mitu v'amru lo chalotzla almanas shetitin lachom esayim zuz. Avo pishlo nasin lachalitzas akshera, shirin iskavin lachlotzla. So, chalitza mutes is puzzle, like they said to him, do chalitza, and that's how you're going to marry her, etc. But if they caused him to make a mistake, and they said, marry, do chalitza, on condition that she give you 200 zuz, even though she doesn't give it, the chalitza's kshera, because he had kavana to be cholet, so we have to be ma'ayin. Do you think that if he was cholet, and he thinks that that's how he's marrying her, he doesn't have kavana to do chalitza? What does it mean the Rambam says that if you say chalotzu b'kachat akonsa, he's not having kavana to do chalitza? He is having kavana to do chalitza. So the Rambam should have said the problem is lo niskavein lahatira. So the Rambam writes, when is it kosher? Do chalitza amenas that she gives you 200 zuz, even though she doesn't give it, it's kosher. Why? Shari niskavein lachlotzla. No, it shouldn't say shari niskavein lachlotzla. Ram should have said shari niskavein latira. And in the first case, ubekachat akonsa, he wasn't niskavein latira. But this lashon of shari niskavein lachlotzla is weird. Even in the first case, he was niskavein lachlotzla. Chalotzu ubekachat akonsa. And also in Shulchan Aruch, Kuch Samites, if Nan Aleph, Omer Lachotzu B'kachat Akonsa, Ena Chalitza Latira, Kem Shon Eskavin Latira. That's the Tam HaChiluk. So he didn't have Kavanah to be Matir her. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Lo Neskavin La, Sharei, Neskavin Lachlotzla. The Masayim says, he had Kavanah to be Choletzer in the B'kachat Akonsa, he didn't have kavana to be choleitzer. It's madna. In both cases, he had kavana to be choleitzer. He just didn't have kavana to be matir. So it would appear, based on what we said, that there are two dinim in chalitza, mitzvah chalitza and p'tur chalitza. And therefore, the p'tur chalitza is the ma'isa mitzido, that he's choleitzer, he is removing her. And the mitzvah chalitza, that's the p'tur chalitza, that he's removing her. And the mitzvah chalitza is that she is choleitzes lo. That he is being nechlatz from her. That's the mitzvah. The p'tur chalitza is that he's the choleitz, and she's nechlatzis. The mitzvah's chalitza is that she's choleitzis, and he's nechlatz. In other words, by the p'tur, it's his ma'isa, and by the mitzvah's her ma'isa, as we're going to see. In the p'tur of chalitza be'achrech, the ma'isa is only mitzido. Why? Because the Gemara compares it. If not for the pasuk, you would have thought that you could give a get. You would think that eishes eishes miskareshes bechalitza. Not for the pasuk of sefer kriyas sefer kros v'ein debracha kros. So you would think an eishes eishes miskareshes bechalitza. And wait a second, what's the tzushdal? You can't say an eishes eishes miskareshes bechalitza. Chalitza is a ma'itzim mitzido, because the get is a ma'itzim mitzido. Since the get is a ma'itzim mitzido, the chalitza also has to be a ma'itzim mitzido. Therefore, you have to say from the havamin of the Gemara that if not for the pasuk, you'd be able to do chalitza instead of a get, that it's him doing the ma'isa, because we know that get is coming from him. what is his maisa chalitza? Amidas haregel chalitza. The Gemara says in Yevamos Kuf Gimel, Amar Amemar Haiman Decholat Tzorich Lemidchasei Lekarash is Lidchof Ragel Karkiv, to stick his foot in the ground. Haiman Demaski Al Lichtza Dekare Lo Chalitz. Somebody who's regular is hafuch, and when he walks, he steps on the upper part of his leg. Can't do chalitza. It's not considered a regel. Has to be me'al raglo. The Rambam says, Perek Da'alach Yid Zayin, Haitza raglo akumu afucho, she'em ha'alech ha'rashi etzbos, ve'ezeinu cholet, she'cholet tzorech lino ala kevo ba'aretz, ve'zeinu yachol, v'im cholet zelim yishe raglo ka'a chalitza se'psula. That if his leg was crooked or upside down or he'd walk on his tippy toes, there's no chalitza. Why? Because chalitza is that his soul has to be in the ground and he can't. And if she did chalitza to such a guy, the chalitza is pasul. So you see this inyan of him putting his leg on the ground. According to Rashi, such a leg is not considered a leg, but according to the Rambam, Akopanim, we see the dinyan of chalitza is him putting his leg on the ground. That's the maisa didei. That's his maisa. That is the p'tur chalitza. That's compared to get, because get is also a p'tur. So the p'tur chalitza is his maisa. Mitzvah chalitza is lahefech. She is cholet, says him, and he is nechlatz from her. And that's the mitzchalitza, that she spits in front of him and removes his shoe. And the rise from the shiltis, Parshas Kiseitse, Baram tzarech lememarilu mandi amar lo chalitzna v'shakli beit dina lekarei v'at v'itse v'otas yevama v'chaltse V'chaltzosei mi ave shema chalitzo lo mi amrinan v'chaltza nai lo amarachmana mi daite odil machalitza mikol makom afilu bal korcho upashe debina mi daite detani mitzis chalitza bo vivim tofene bezdin shenei amar v'karu lo. So the Shildas asks, does it have to be Meiratzon, or can Beis Din force him? And he concludes it has to be Meiratzon of a Karula. Since we say, Mitzvah Chalitza, Bahu V'yavimto. Bahu is Midaite. Beis Din call him, Karula, and he comes. Now when Beis Din puts his leg in the ground, and then she's Choletz, Mitzido, it's not any mice at all. Nevertheless, if we don't require his das, it would be chalitza k'sheira. So the Shildas holds that chalitza is a maitza, as a chalitza is a maitza mitzida velo mitzido. Because the Shildas has a tzad that you don't even need his das. It's all from the Beis Din. And yet it would still be a good chalitza. In the end, you need his das. But you decide that it wouldn't, even though Beis Din is doing everything. So the only maisa is mitzida, velo mitzido. Because when Beis Din is Mamed Raglo al Aretz, Man de Amar lo chalitzna v'shakli beidina lekare. They take his leg and they put it in the ground. When Beis Din takes his legs and put it in the ground, it's legamrei mitzad the Beis Din. So how does this chalitza work? So according to this clear of the shildas, it would seem all you need is a maisa mitzida. Now the shildas paskin is like Reish Lakish, that if you say to him chalotu v'tachat hakonsa, the chalitza is chalitza kshera. And according to that he paskins like Reish Lakish, v'echreach, that chalitza is not a gedder of ptur, like get, like we explained, because the get doesn't work if you think it's for kedushin. Therefore, you have to know it's for to separate them. So therefore, there's just a mitzvah of chalitza, like yibum, or not just. There's also a mitzvah of chalitza like yibum, and then memela nifteres mimenu, and therefore you need a ma'isa mitzido. She does it all, and that's the mitzvah. So in the end, you need his das. But the very fact that we don't have him, you don't need his das, and the whole ma'isa is mitzah de beis din. So it's all ma'isa mitzido, velo mitzido. And the Shilta's paskins like Reish Lakish, that chalitza is begeder ptur. So if it's begeder ptur, because he has to know that it's not, he has to hold that it's not begeder ptur. Why does he have to hold it's not begeder ptur? Because he has to know what he's doing. Yeah, he has to hold it's not begeder ptur because it doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to know that it's separating them. Because if he knows that it's separate, if it's begeder ptur like get, if it's begeder ptur like get, then he has to know it's separating them. But the shildas paskins like Reish Lakish, that he doesn't have to know that it's separating them. And since he doesn't have to know that it's separating them, it must be a mitzvah. And how does this mitzvah work? That you do the mitzvah, and the mela, there's a ptur. And that's Reish Lakish. And therefore you don't even need a ma'isa mitzido. She's the choletzis, and that's the mitzvah. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's both. It's a mitzvah and a ptur, and according to Reish Lakish, it's a mitzvah, and then the ptur comes mimela. And that was what we said in the first segment, according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that it's a mitzvah, and therefore you don't need to know, he doesn't need to know that it's separating them. In the Hamek Shela of the Netziv, he says some of what we've been saying, and he says that the Ikra Mitzvah Chalitza is not coming to pater from Zika like get. Rather, Chalitza is Ikra the Mitzvah, and Mimela she's Nefteris. He brings from the Chacham Tzvi, who discusses this, and he says Chalitza is Ikra the Ptur. And then the Hamek Shela writes that mitzvah chalitza aliyavam haiker kmo b'yibum a mitzvah v'lahakim shem gam kain gam b'chalitza mitzvah shniach ragel v'faneh shetechletzena. It's a mitzvah for him to put his foot down. No, it's the last time he puts his foot down. I mean, with her, because they're not getting married. So you can look there in the Hamek Shela, but based on what we've been saying in these three segments is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's two dinim. In chalitza, there's mitzvahs chalitza and there's ptur chalitza. And according to Reish Lakish, there's only a mitzvah, and mimela there's a ptur. The ptur comes from him, the ptur comes from him like get, and then the mitzvah is from her. And according to Reish Lakish, that there's only a mitzvah, it's all from her. And once you do the mitzvah, mimela there's a ptur. And therefore there's a tzad that you don't even need his das, it's all coming from her. And he paskins like Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish holds it's not begeder ptur, it's only begeder mitzvah. And now we can understand the lashon of the Rambam, who says that Amanasha titin matayim zuz chalitza sekshera adayin oskavin lachlotz la, on condition that you give 200 zuz to this woman's going to give you 200 zuz. And he does the chalitza and she doesn't give it to him, lachlitza sekshera, because he had kavana to do chalitza. In other words, his kavana is that he's being cholet her, and he's being mad to her. So that's what he has. What does it mean, Ashrayin Iskavin lachlotz la? He's being cholet her. He's removing her. He's being mad to her. But when you say b'kachat akonsa, he's not mechavein lachlotz osa mimenu. Lehefech. When he says that, when we tell him that he's going to marry her, he wants to bring her in, not be cholet her, not remove her. And therefore the chalitza is pasul. So klol shel davar, p'tur chalitza, the mechuvin is that he is cholet her from the zika. Mitzvah's chalitza is that she is cholet him away from her, and he just allows it to happen. And therefore would appear that niskavna hi v'lo hu, that if she had kavana and he didn't have kavana, it's a mitzvah's chalitza min haTorah, even min haTorah. It passes to the brothers and to the cholets. But she still has surah la'alma because no p'tur chalitza, it's not mitzad him. Because he didn't have kavana, but if she did, then they did the mitzvah. Now we can understand the question of Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan and Adav Kuvav. Ani shona benes kavana reos kavana hi, chalitza sepsula, ve'atam v'simam v'lo chalotzu v'kachat akonte chalitza sekshera. I learned that if either of them didn't have kavana, the chalitza's pasul. And you say that they say to him, do chalitza, and that's how you're going to marry the chalitza's kosher. So we ask, it's hard to understand Rabbi Yochanan's question. When you do chalitza and you think that that's how you're getting married, they're both having kavana for chalitza's mitzvah. So the problem is not that they didn't have kavana for chalitza's mitzvah. He should have said, as we said before, that you need kavana to be matir. He should have said you need kavana to be matir. But it implies that he's saying that they're not having kavana here for chalitza's mitzvah. They both have to have kavana for chalitza's mitzvah. Maybe Reish Lakish agrees they have to have kavana for chalitza's mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan should have said, you have to have kavana for p'tur. So based on what we said, that there's a difference between his kavana and her kavana, that she has to be mechavein the chalitza's mitzvah, to be cholet him from her. And his kavana is to remove the zika. And therefore, the question is, that when you say to him, that you're getting married, he doesn't have kavana for the p'tur. Adarabi, he has kavana for getting married. So that's pshat. We had asked that he should have said that you need kavana to be matir. And he didn't. He implied you just need kavana for the mitzvah. The answer is that he was saying to him that they both have to have kavana. And if he doesn't have the proper kavana, what's his kavana? Remember, when we're talking about his kavana, you're talking about kavana's p'tur. So how can you tell me that if he has kavana to be koneser, that the chalitza is a good chalitza? I learned that they both have to have kavana. When you talk about her kavana, what's the kavana? Mitzvah. When you talk about his kavana, what's the kavana? P'tur. And therefore, how are you telling me that if he has kavanas p'tur, that if he has kavana lichnos to be married, that the chalitza is a good chalitza? No, mitzad the man, you need kavanas p'tur. So, we have a little bit more insight into the inyan of chalitza and yibum, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, very deep in yanim, and we hope to revisit the sugya. Baruch Hu should help us. Rumod with a lamed, lishmar v'lasos, ulekaim is called divrei samu torasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.